This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The impeachment inquiry proceedings of U.S. President Donald Trump continue. AP's Matt Small tells us what's next.
Several more witnesses are scheduled to testify following yesterday's first public impeachment hearing. When the public impeachment hearings continue tomorrow, House lawmakers will hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was ousted back in May at President Trump's direction. In a closed-door deposition last month, she said there was a concerted campaign against her as Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, pushed for probes of political opponents, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats have also scheduled a private deposition tomorrow with a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes, National Security Council official Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, Trump's European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, and Fiona Hill, a former Russia advisor to the White House, are among eight witnesses set to testify next week. Matt Small, Washington.
There's no indication of any breakthrough following talks Wednesday between the leaders of Turkey and the United States at a time where their relationship is at a low ebb. As VOA Steve Herman reports, the U.S. President Trump and Ukrainian President Recep Tayyip Erdogan both described their discussions as productive as well as sincere.
The elephant in the room, as Trump acknowledged, was Turkey's purchase of a Russian missile defense system, which compelled Washington to kick out Ankara from the F-35 fighter jet program.
Turkey's acquisition of sophisticated Russian military equipment, such as the S-400, creates some very serious challenges for us.
Erdogan responded, "We can only surmount the hurdles that we experience through dialogue." Officials of both countries say more high-level talks are planned. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad said Thursday it had ceased fire in the latest conflict with Israel after the two sides reached an Egyptian brokered truce. An Islamic Jihad spokesman said the ceasefire went into effect Thursday morning and involved Israel agreeing to several conditions, including stopping the targeted killings of the group's leaders. An Israeli airstrike killed an Islamic Jihad commander in Gaza Tuesday. That brought retaliatory rocket fire from Palestinian militants and subsequent rounds of Israeli airstrikes. The 2 days of fighting left 32 Palestinians dead. There were no reports of Israeli deaths. Fresh protests erupted Wednesday in Bolivia, just hours after opposition senator was sworn in as interim president. VOA's Lattice Hook with details.
Demonstrators in the capital and the nearby city waved indigenous flags in support of Evo Morales, the country's first indigenous Bolivian president. Morales blamed the forces of the North American Empire for forcing his departure and said he was ready to return if his people ask for it. But many Bolivians say the interim leader, Jeanine Añez, should be given a chance.
Nos va a dar esperanza, Bolivia.
I think it's going to give us hope in Bolivia. It's going to give us peace of mind. I think she has all the capacity and attitude to be an interim president.
Añez named a new military high command on Wednesday as she moves to fill the power vacuum left behind by the resignation of Morales and his supporters in parliament. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
Many college students in Hong Kong are on edge after many pro-democracy protesters barricaded themselves at universities. Now the latest flashpoints of the demonstrators' quest for greater autonomy from China. Violent confrontation between authorities and demonstrators continued. In an attempt to quell street protests this week, police entered the Chinese University of Hong Kong Polytechnic University and the University of Hong Kong, lobbing tear gas inside the first two institutions. That touched off fights at several schools. Sabrina Schatz is an exchange student at Hong Kong Baptist University.
We had an emergency meeting with the vice president, and he basically made the situation way more severe than we realized. He said, "You can leave if you want to. We can make that possible with online classes, but we don't know if classes will get cancelled." And still keeping it light, like trying to make a joke, but he was making it clear that he doesn't know where the situation will lead.
The biggest battles raged at the Chinese University of Hong Kong after police stepped onto campus and arrested several students who were later charged with rioting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.